Boy, that might be the all-time miserable song. But do you get some kind of kick out of doing those?
Well, making people miserable? No.
No. I do
can live in them. I think I like singing those sort of songs, although I don't do that song very often.
I mean, it's not like part of your life or something,
no,
is it?
No, really the opposite. I mean, I think maybe there are times when I was younger, maybe identified with it more directly. But I think sometimes you can find your way into songs just in the same way as you can sing songs you've written yourself. You sing them very vividly when they're directly attached to experience, but time brings a different view of the songs.
That's true.
And as they become, hopefully, more universal in the sense that other people hear them, the selfishness of the writer has to diminish a little bit, and you have to find the more universal voice of the song if it's going to endure.
That's interesting.
You know, I mean, obviously, the era of song that we've mostly been referring to, songwriters didn't really speak of their very particular, very unique experience. They wrote, they spoke, they tried to find novel ways to express universal emotions, whether they be happy or sad. And the songs that have endured are the ones that, you know, where they succeeded, and the ingenuity of the harmony makes those songs very valuable to a lot of different musicians, vocalists, and particularly jazz soloists. But
what was the one that you don't know what love is? Is that the song we were talking about doing?
Yes.
Because that would fit right into what we're talking about, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's sort of a blue ballad, like many of the songs that I've been attracted to in talking today.
Actually, again, it's a sort of, has a, it's not really a dark song, but it's sort of semi-dark.
It's pretty dark.
Well,
want you to hear me sing it.
Well,
I can make it dark. I can make On the Sunny Side of the Street sound dark. I've had this face for 48 years now. There's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, you're just a kid. Well, let's do that, because that's one of my favorite tunes. I'd love to hear you sing
that. That'd be great.